2 weeks ago, his good pleasure. God wants to do and to work through us of his good pleasure as we serve. And then last week, holding forth the word. In other words, serving the lost. So Paul finishes the chapter now here in the Philippians 2 by talking about two men that have helped him in his ministry, Timotheus and the other guy. His name just slipped out of my head. Anyway, we'll find him. Starts with the name. Oh, Epaphroditus. That's right. Timotheus or Timothy and Epaphroditus. And he lifts them both up as good examples of servants. So that's our focus tonight. Starting in verse 17 of Philippians 2. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, that your messenger and that he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness. Hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. So for the work of Christ, that'll be our title. Lord, give us your wisdom, use your word in our hearts. We love you so much and thank you for the privilege of meeting here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So he's here, first of all, mentions Timotheus. He talked there in verse 17 about the service of your faith and how he rejoiced that the Philippian Christians were willing to use their faith to serve Jesus. But then he mentioned that he wanted to eventually send Timothy their way to be a blessing to them. And Timothy, of course, was his right-hand man for a very long time until Paul installed him as the pastor of Ephesus. And he had many great things to say about Timothy. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:17. We'll see a couple of quick examples. But when he talked about Timothy, he mostly talked about his character. Notice 1 Corinthians 4:17. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord. So notice there he mentions Timothy is faithful in the Lord. And then look at 1 Corinthians 16:10. 1 Corinthians 16:10. He said, now if Timotheus comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Worketh the work of the Lord. This is Paul's description of Timothy, one of his traveling companions, his preacher boy. So notice what Paul said in our passage, verse 20. I have no man like-minded. Can you imagine being the greatest missionary that ever lived outside of Christ, greatest church planner, and you're getting to the end of your ministry and to say, I have no man like-minded? Verse 21, all seek their own. This is why people don't work for God or serve God. It's selfishness in the end. It's I want to serve me rather than God. I want to be self-centered rather than God-centered. And yet that is the heart of Christianity, is serving. Serving God, serving others. A couple of scriptures, Romans 15, 1. And Paul here said they all seek their own. They're all self-focused rather than God-focused. And they're serving themselves rather than serving God. Notice Romans 15:1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. There's one of those anti-selfishness verses. Not to please ourselves. Then Philippians 2:4, where we were a couple weeks ago, where he talks about having the mind of Christ. Look what he said. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Focus on being a blessing to and serving others. But he says, all seek their own. So, verse 22, he continues to talk about Timothy. He says, you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. So now he's talking about Epaphroditus, who you may have to send sooner because Timothy's probably busy. And look how he describes him, my companion in labor, verse 25, my fellow soldier, and he that ministered to my wants. So both of these men, Timothy and Epaphroditus, Paul is holding up as examples of those who are willing to work for Jesus, willing to serve the Lord by serving others. He says in verse 28, receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness and hold such in reputation. What does he mean by that? He says Epaphroditus has a reputation of being a servant of the Lord. And so accept him as such, as a servant. Verse 30, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death. That's taking it all the way, isn't it? Being a living sacrifice. Not regarding his life to supply your lack of service toward me. So again, it's all about, verse 30, the work of Christ. The work of Christ. That's why we're here. We're here to work. So let's look at some scriptures. We'll do them in scripture order about working for Jesus, Matthew 20:27. This is Paul's salutation to them, if you will. His challenge to them, Matthew 20:27. Using Timothy and Epaphroditus as an example that we are here to work for Christ. Matthew 20:27, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Amen? Another one, John 13:14. John 13:14. And the ruler of the synagogue, oh, that's Luke 13:14, no wonder. John 13:14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. 1 Corinthians 9:19. Just look at a few verses tonight about the work of Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant, what? Unto all. I'm here to serve, he says. Servant unto all. And then 1 Corinthians 10:23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. He said, what matters is it edifies, that it builds up God's people. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God, Bible says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we could go on, couldn't we? The work of the ministry, the work of Christ. Paul says, that's why we're here. I'm going to send Timothy. I'm going to send Epaphroditus. Why are these the right men for me to send to be a blessing and to help and to edify you? Because both of them understand and are examples of people that work the work of Christ, that are willing to serve Jesus no matter what. Epaphroditus, he says, he was so willing to serve the Lord that it almost killed him. That's what it says, not regarding his life. To supply your lack of service toward me. So What a blessing for Paul to mention these two men. And it's all about the work of Christ. That's why we're here. We're here to serve. Serve others and serve God. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful passage tonight and these men that are examples to us. I pray that we would strive to follow in their footsteps and be servants for Thee. Servants, Lord, not only of You, but servants of Your people. And Lord, may that be the focus of our life here on earth, but until we see You. Thank You for speaking to our hearts. We love You.